This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. A White House official said Tuesday it is appalling that a public official in Russia would suggest the death penalty for two U.S. residents captured in Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters, "It's appalling a public official in Russia would even suggest the death penalty for American citizens in Ukraine." The Kremlin said Tuesday that the captured U.S. citizens were subject to court decisions and did not rule out that they could face the death penalty. A spokesman suggested the captured Americans were not covered under the Geneva Convention governing the treatment of prisoners during world wartime. A senior U.S. State Department said on Tuesday the United States disagrees vigorously with the Russian position. As the war in Ukraine continues, there is concern among some international analysts about what they call Ukraine fatigue. While internationally public support for Ukraine remains high, U.S. Naval War College professor of Russian studies Emily Holland told VOA's Flashpoint program that could change as the effects of the war are felt more and more at home.
The public has a very short attention span, as we all know, and certainly I'm very concerned about Ukraine fatigue, particularly as we're really on the precipice of a major economic crisis, particularly in Europe. I mean, it's very clear that recession is on the horizon. They have a serious impending energy crisis coming this winter, and the question remains, you know, will people be willing to sacrifice and keep up their sort of attention towards Ukraine when they are facing sort of serious domestic problems at home? And I am not confident that they will do so. And there may be sort of, you know, a diversion and demands for national governments to sort of reassert attention at home to sort of address what is going to be a very difficult coming years in the global economy, national economies, and particularly in European energy markets.
This is VOA News. Authorities in Mexico said Tuesday two Canadian citizens, a man and a woman, have been killed at the beach resort of Playa del Carmen on Mexico's Caribbean coast. The killings in the state of Quintana Roo followed the fatal shooting in January of two Canadians with criminal records in nearby Cancun. A senior Mexico state official told Reuters the man, whose identity has not been made public, was wanted by Interpol. He was not a tourist, the official said, adding that the man had been in hiding in Mexico for about 4 years. Citing a local police report, Mexican media said that the victims had their throats cut. Quintana Roo Attorney General's office said the two had suffered knife injuries but did not immediately reply to requests for further comment. They said the bodies were found in a local accommodation and a third person, a man, was also injured. Canada's embassy in Mexico confirmed the deceased were Canadian citizens and said it was in contact with local authorities but offered no more information. The U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday ruled against the German multinational pharmaceutical and chemical company Bayer regarding its popular weed killer Roundup. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Bagani reports.
Bayer, which makes Roundup, asked the High Court to shut down thousands of lawsuits claiming the weed killer causes cancer, but the justices have left in place a $25 million judgment in favor of a California man who says he developed cancer from using Roundup. Bayer has won several state court trials involving similar cases, but a federal appeals court last week rejected an EPA finding from 2020 that Roundup's weed-killing ingredient is not likely to cause cancer in humans. It ordered the agency to look again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration Tuesday announced it would restrict the use of personnel landmines by the U.S. military, aligning the country's policy more closely with an international treaty banning the deadly explosives. The announcement reverses a more permissive stance by then U.S. President Donald Trump, and it concludes a review that had lasted more than a year. The anti-personnel landmines were buried underground or scattered on the surface, and they can pose a lethal threat to civilians long after combat has ended. Under the new policy, the U.S. would restrict the use of these explosives outside of its efforts to defend South Korea from a potential North Korean invasion. That leaves the U.S. short of full compliance with the Ottawa Convention, the 1997 treaty intended to eliminate all anti-personnel landmines. The announcement comes as Russia deploys such mines during its invasion of Ukraine. Repeating the hour's top news story, a White House official said Tuesday it's appalling that a public official in Russia would suggest the death penalty for two U.S. citizens captured in Ukraine.